Parents Monday began burying the children who were killed in a suicide bombing Sunday at a crowded park in Lahore, Pakistan. Officials put the death toll at 72, including 29 children. The number of injured reached at least 300, Pakistan officials said. Pakistan's government said it would start a military crackdown on the Taliban group that claimed responsibility for the attack, Reuters reported. The bombing targeted Christians gathered for Easter at a Lahore park popular with families. Pope Francis denounced the attack. So did Malala Yousafzai, the young Nobel Peace Prize winner who survived a Taliban shooting in Pakistan. "My heart goes out to the victims and their families and friends," she said. "Every life is precious and must be respected and protected." A military spokesman said Monday that security forces have arrested some suspects and those who may have helped. The group that claimed responsibility was once part of the Pakistani Taliban. The group is considered to be independent now. The group said the attacker targeted Christians. Mohammed Arshad saw the attack. He criticized security officials for not limiting who could enter or leave the park. The attack has been criticized by national and international leaders. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif went to Lahore Monday morning. He led a meeting of top civilian and security officials. He said the attack would not slow the country's efforts to end terrorism in Pakistan. Officials have increased the number of security forces in parks and other public areas throughout Pakistan in answer to the attack. I'm Jonathan Evans.